The program in question is ATKUAHA, Expanding the Tlingit Culture, Language, and Literacy Program, or TCLL. The school district and the nonprofit arm of a regional Native corporation have historically roughly split the cost. The school board signed a memorandum of agreement Wednesday with the Alaska Heritage Institute to increase its investment in the project. But school board members brought up questions about whether the district should pay for more of the TCLL program amidst widespread concerns about funding. Board member Elizabeth Sidden said the school supports TCLL, but they have to balance that with the needs of the entire district.
But we support it amongst how we support all of our 4,000 students. So I'm trying to keep in mind that these 119 are not the only students we're responsible for.
The school board initially approved the change during its budget process. They were then under the impression that the grant SHI used for the program was ending, according to the school board president. But SHI was later approved for an extension of the grant. The program isn't growing, but now the school district will fund 8 of its 11 positions. And the change requires additional funding from the school district's budget. SHI Education Director Christy Ford said the program is intended to increase the number of Tlingit language speakers.
We have less than 10 fluent speakers left, so the need and the urgency to put intensive amount of support and instruction into the TCLL program was asked of us.
In recent meetings, some school board members said the program only serves a small percentage of Juno students. But Ford said the scope is intentional. It's intense and immersive, so that there's a group of dedicated speakers to make sure the Tlingit language doesn't go extinct. In Juno, I'm Yvonne Kremery.